This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
534, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday evening. At the moment, at least here in the center of the universe, Ashland, I don't see any rain. I do see the trees sort of whipping around. The wind is picking up a little bit, but we remain under a severe thunderstorm warning, and they are calling for heavy torrential downpours starting anytime and running right through the overnight. Even yesterday, I mean, we did not know we were going to get rain yesterday. Remember I told you that? Dry as a bone, no calls for it. Then we got it for, I don't know, 20 minutes maybe. Just enough to make the grass sort of say, oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, water. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. We like that. And then that was it. All right. You know what happens on Monday evenings? We've got Mike Dickinson who joins us. Mike is our citizen reporter, our citizen journalist. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a frame of reference, if you think of Andy Ngo on the national basis, Mike is our guy who does it on a local basis. But you got to know, his stuff gets picked up by all of these big national outlets as well. He's just doing a great job. Mike, as always, I appreciate you being here, sir.
Anytime.
Now, you are going to, I know, investigate a lot of stuff, and you're going to tell us about it. But before you do that, can I ask you something completely and totally unrelated to your citizen reporting?
Of course.
All right. Who killed WCW?
I think that it was a corporate. I think it was the fact that they couldn't do the stuff that they were doing. And I also think that anytime, you know, they were the WCW and Bischoff started pushing the envelope, and then Vince at WWE saw that that's what was going to sell, and then Vince and his people really jumped on board to the reality wrestling with DX. And all of those storylines. I mean, my favorite skit of all time was when DX invaded WCW at the Scope down there in Norfolk. That was great, and that was reality. That was reality TV mixed with wrestling, and those are the best storylines.
All right. Now, the reason I ask you, there's a new series. It's 4 episodes. It's on Prime, and I am halfway through them. I've been able to watch the first two, and it is eye-opening, and you're pretty close to the mark. That's what Bischoff says in this. Hey, we were doing stuff, and we had the top run for 83 weeks, and all of a sudden, Bischoff gets shown the door, and they bring in Vince Russo, who just proceeds to crap everything up
and make it all about himself. I mean, Vince Russo put himself in the major storylines. And I really think that the crime out of that was that they had a deal. Bischoff had a group that was going to buy WCW, and at the last minute, you know, they revoked that deal to just sell the tapes and the intellectual property to Vince, and they took the TV spots away. But I really would have liked to see what would have happened, because I think that with the right people, it could have kept on going and really pushed WWE.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, the other part of it that they get into is that the Turner people, Ted Turner was the only guy inside Turner that liked pro wrestling. All the rest of them were like, oh, my God, we don't understand it. We don't want it. It you know, they couldn't wait to get rid of it. And then they started loading WCW with all sorts of debt from TNT and TBS. Yeah. Now I'm giving away the whole thing, but you got to watch that. I'm telling you. Go on Prime, order those 4 episodes, all right?
Yes, I will watch it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, having talked about the really important stuff, what the hell's going on with some of our some of our folks here in Central Virginia? What's the scandal of the week, my friend?
Well, I need to get a job working for the city of Richmond because it seems like this incompetence is continually rewarded.
Yeah.
You know, LeVar Stoney was on CNN last night saying that he's rocking with Biden. Well, LeVar is rocking with Biden, and that's fine, but he can't even manage his own city effectively.
Yeah.
The scandal of the week, the two scandals of the week this week are, we know that the school system has been bombarded with incompetence, Jason Cameras, terrible leadership. Mm-hmm. We have a school bus driver who made $50,000 in overtime last year. I mean, good for the driver, bad for the taxpayers.
Yeah.
Who's managing the time cards? And then, on top of that, we find out that there is a fraud and abuse tip line on the internet, and that there's 700 fraud and abuse tips that have been sitting in there that no one's bothered to even open. What is Jason Cameras doing all day? He makes one of the highest salaries in the whole state for school superintendent.
Yep.
And if you look at the list of things that he can't do, he can't raise the test scores. He can't effectively manage the building facilities. We've got school buildings burning down with out-of-date fire inspections.
That's right.
He can't manage the time cards of the bus drivers. What can he do? What are we paying him all this money for? He's incompetent.
Well, he's rocking with LeVar Stoney, apparently, right?
I guess so. I guess, you know, when I see Jason Cameras, I just see one of these typical liberal people that, you know, Harvard-educated, no real-world experience. Everything's just based on, oh, we're going to have real nice, and we're going to have theory. Our business is going to be based in theory and not actuality. And there's someone that doesn't want to do a job.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
if you have you need to work 24. You need to work, like, you know, 10 to 12 hours a day if you're the superintendent, not, you know, not run around and preach peace and love and not do anything.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're him, you're just sucking up every nickel you can because he's got to worry. If LeVar Stoney, his great benefactor, is no longer mayor, will the new mayor want to keep him on, right?
I hope he gets fired. I'll pay for his bus ticket out of town. I mean, I just don't understand how somebody so incompetent can have such an important job and how he keeps that. I mean, what does he have on LeVar Stoney? Because in any other business, somebody like that, I mean, Jason Cameras is the Barney Fife and Gomer Pyle of Richmond all rolled into one.
Yeah.
He blames everybody but himself. And it's, I mean, how hard is it to have tasks and assign people to do tasks and hold people responsible for their jobs? I wish I had that. I wish I could just wake up and not really have a job and get paid six figures and walk around and do nothing.
I know. Hey, I'll tell you what. I mean, with what he's making there, I would do that job of doing nothing for even half of what he's making. He's doing all right by himself. You mentioned the tip line. So here you have people in the Richmond community who, if they are parents, they care about their children. Their children, unfortunately, if they're in RPS, are already getting a substandard education thanks to LeVar Stoney and a school superintendent. They don't have equipment. They don't have facilities because LeVar Stoney doesn't give a crap about the children in Richmond and the school superintendent. Well, he couldn't even find where the schools are. So you have decent people call this tip line saying, hey, this is wrong, this is wrong. And they think something's going to happen. And as you point out, it's years. Nobody bothers even opening these things. How disgusting is that?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.
That.
I don't understand how they don't have somebody assigned to each task. I mean, it was the same thing we went through with the graduation shooting, where it was just colossal miscommunication and nobody knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing we went through when Fox Elementary School burned down. Nobody knows what's going on. Let's just blame the janitor. I mean, who's in charge? Who is in charge of the schools? Because it's not Jason Cameras. He's not doing anything.
No, no. But he's doing it well, apparently. There's nobody that does nothing like Jason Cameras.
He's the kind of guy that would manage a McDonald's and the ice cream machine would be broken every day for 2 months and he's not worried about it.
No, no. I mean, you know, just let him eat cake, I guess.
That's an insult to McDonald's. I mean, because Jason Cameras couldn't work there. I mean, can you imagine him running a McDonald's? He can't even run the school system.
I know. Yeah, I don't even think it would be the ice cream machine. It would be a major thing. It would be like, oh, yeah, we can't cook the burgers. Did you want something else? No, it's McDonald's. I'm here for the burgers. That's the way this whole thing works, you know? It's incredible. Now, what do you think? You said you saw LeVar Stoney on CNN. Man, it just pains me to see him at any point. But he says he's rocking with Biden. And all I could think of is that maybe both of them need to see a neurologist or they're like sitting in chairs outside a Cracker Barrel. I mean, the idea that you're rocking with Biden, come on.
LeVar Stoney is one of the most delusional people. I mean, the level of delusion that he has to think that he's qualified to run for lieutenant governor and for him to think that he's done anything positive in Richmond. Yeah. I don't know what kind of drugs he's on. Maybe he saw Don Scott, the Speaker of the House, before he went on that interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. And it just seems like, you know, anybody that's still sticking with, you know, Biden and CNN at this point, I mean, they've got something wrong with them. They're living in a land of delusion.
Yeah,
it's twisted. And all they have, you know, all the Democrats have to go back to is the same thing, which is if you hold them accountable on a fact, they call you a racist, like they're doing now to Trump's campaign manager, Chris LaCivita.
Okay.
Who yesterday he called out Don Scott, made a tweet, you know, asking why Jason Mieres supported Trump. That
right.
Mieres is the highest-ranking law officer in Virginia, and why would he support somebody that has a, you know, felony conviction?
Uh-huh.
And then Trump's people were like, yeah, Don Scott, you're one to talk. You did 8 years in federal prison for dealing crack.
Right.
Which is true.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Democrats are all, you know, heard about that, saying, oh, that's racist. That's racist to say that. That's a fact.
Wait a
minute.
Don
Scott is a convicted crack dealer.
So you're telling me, now hang on, so you can talk about Donald Trump, who is a convicted felon, but you can't talk about Hunter Biden, who is a convicted felon,
right.
Or Don Scott, who is a convicted felon. I'm not talking about anybody's race. I'm talking about facts here. You and I can sit here and say we are not convicted felons, and these three guys are convicted felons, but apparently it's only if you're referring to a Republican as a convicted felon that you are allowed to refer to someone as a convicted felon. Okay, now
right, and it's just that's the only play the Democrats have to go back to is to try to generate racial fear and racial infighting, and you know they blame conservatives all the time for it, but they're the ones that bring the they're the ones that are making it about race all the time. The Democrats are, and. There's nothing racist about saying that, you know, Don Scott or anybody else that actually is a convicted felon is a convicted felon, because they are. It's a fact.
Right. Well, Mike, you took a psychology course or two, I'm sure, through the years. You know what projection is, and the Democrats are all about projection. That's what it is, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, and if you look at a lot of these activists in Richmond City, if you look at some of the city council members, it's all the same thing from them. You know, it's never these people that hate the police and hate law and order. They're never good, upstanding people. They're always, you know, they're a former crack dealer, they're a former, you know, drug. They never are just somebody that wakes up in the morning and, oh, I hate law and order. I hate the police.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course. There absolutely is a reasoning of some sort behind that. Mike, I can't believe we're out of time, dude. Do me a favor. Remind everybody of your social media handles, the best way to stay on board with what you're reporting.
Go follow me on X @MikeD4RVA.
Okay, Mike D. 4RVA. Okay, and you have an assignment for me. You go and you watch the four episodes of Who Killed WCW, and the fifth season of Dark Side of the Ring has also dropped. So we got a lot of stuff we can talk about without ever mentioning Democrat or Republican. How's that?
I'm going to check that out this week.
I love it. Thank you, man. That is Mike Dickinson. He does our citizen reporting. That's what he does. He's a citizen journalist out there uncovering all the good stuff. It is 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.